I'm going to try to make this very clear and as quick as possible. When I was a kid, when I was younger, my mother used to always be told, she was constantly told that I had a work that God preferred, he wanted me to do. I had a calling on my life. In the last 4 years, I became very ill. And they actually thought I was going to die. They had already resigned that. That was already made up in their mind, all right, he's not coming home anymore. And God brought me through this. So I know that he's very real because I've been through quite a few, many ordeals. But lately I have not felt close. I pray. Sometimes it's almost like I don't get an answer. And what my mind is bringing me back to is Psalms 46 at 10th, the 10th verse where it says, be still and know that I am God.
Right.
Am I looking too hard? And should I just do that, just be still and wait on him? Because the Bible talks about patience a lot. And
well,
it also talks about faith.
You want to combine two principles, Rick. One is waiting on the Lord, but do what lies closest at hand with all of your might.
Mm.
I mean, God never calls on us to wait on him by doing nothing.
I pray, and because of my illness, I can't fast because it would be a detriment for me, you know. But I think that since I've gone through everything, or as much as I've gone through, I feel like I've grown. I'm not where I want to be. I don't think any of us can honestly say that we're perfect. But sometimes it's like almost like I don't hear anything.
Well, you know what? The Lord is there even when you don't hear him. That's why when Elijah ran to the wilderness, it says the Lord caused a mighty wind to pass and a fire and an earthquake. And then finally God said he was in the still, small
right.
voice. I hope you can still hear us, Rick, because of the music we can't hear you anymore. But hopefully... that will give you some encouragement that God does have a plan for you. I think your mother was right. The Lord does have a calling for you. And friend, that's also true for each of you who are listening right now. God has a plan for your life, and I can promise you it is a good plan. It is a big plan, and it's up to you to activate that plan by inviting Jesus into your heart. If you've not done that before, I hope you do it tonight. He's only a prayer away. Invite him in and ask him to take the steering wheel, and he'll lead you to the kingdom.